Over the past several years, University of South Florida researcher Erin Kimmerly and her team have discovered the human remains of 55 boys who had attended the school, which is linked to hundreds of accusations of mental, physical, and sexual abuse. So when officials heard there could be more graves nearby, Florida Secretary of State Laurel Lee called on Kimmerly and her team to open up another investigation.
They will begin by trying to assess the anomalies to determine what they can about what those anomalies represent. What they find there will determine what is the appropriate next step for them.
Kimmerly says in this case, the anomalies were only the remains of pine trees, but an exploration of the rest of the grounds is expected to continue.
Some of the things that we've been asked to do and that we'll be doing this fall have to do with LIDAR, other types of remote sensing, just to determine if there's any other tools basically that can help identify if there were other burials anywhere on site.
The LIDAR surveying method measures distance using laser light, but Lee says it's just the first step.
The LIDAR will be the beginning step for the archaeologist and anthropologist to assess whether or not additional work, including digging, needs to occur in any given area.
Kimmerly says with the LIDAR technology, the rest of the investigation will move quickly.
It's a fairly quick process because when something is not a burial, right, if it's a ball, you know, tree roots, a stump, that's immediately obvious, and we can ultimately document that and move on.
Lee says she wants to ensure the state takes its time to find all evidence of wrongdoing related to the school. For WFSU News, I'm Blaze Ganey.